On behalf of the North Atlantic Council, thank you for the warm welcome to this beautiful and legendary city of Batumi. Our visit is a clear demonstration of NATO's ongoing commitment to Georgia. It is also an occasion to celebrate 5 years of the substantial NATO-Georgia package, the cornerstone of our support to the reform of Georgia's security and defense sectors and to Georgia's preparations for NATO membership. Georgia is one of NATO's closest operational partners, and we deeply appreciate the contributions Georgia makes to Euro-Atlantic security. Last year, NATO leaders reconfirmed their 2008 Bucharest Summit decision that Georgia will become a member of NATO. We continue to call on Russia to withdraw its troops from Georgia's occupied regions and to respect Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. This visit is an opportunity to deepen and strengthen our cooperation with Georgia even further, and to ensure that the Black Sea remains a strong,
remains a source of stability and security for all in the region.
So, Prime Minister Kakaria, the floor is yours.
Kalbatono General Urindivnis Moadgilev, Patik Tsemulo Elchebo, Patonebo, Ta Kalbatonebo.
Dear Deputy Secretary General, dear Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to welcome. It's a great honor to welcome the North Atlantic Council to Georgia for the fifth time. So this is directly indicative of the support from NATO to Georgia. For this, on behalf of the Georgian government, I lend my thanks to you. So I would like also to offer my thanks to each NATO member. So for support Georgia's territorial integrity and its independence within her internationally recognized borders, and most importantly, in the development of our democratic institution. Steadfast relation with NATO is the grounds of the Georgian foreign policy and her safety, her security. The visit which is paid to Batumi is a symbolic one because it has been just recently, in the collaboration between NATO and Georgia, we found the new space which is related to the Black Sea security. So we all quite well comprehend that the Black Sea is the guarantee of the safe Euro-Atlantic area. So after the annexation of Crimea, Russia strengthening occurred in the Black Sea area. Of course, NATO representation to the Black Sea is critically important. Dear colleagues, in 2002, Georgia addressed NATO with the solicitation of membership. After that, Georgia has seen a lot of hardships, but it has shown serious advance. So she has shown serious advance, which was reaffirmed on the Bucharest 2008 summit, when Georgia got the pledge from the member countries that Georgia was going to be the NATO member. So this is the stimulus for every Georgian citizen, and we should quite well comprehend that Georgia's membership is being supported over 71% of the overall population, which is giving serious firmness to our Euro-Atlantic aspiration. This year, NATO is celebrating 70 years anniversary, which must be one more term affirmative. So within this year, so the open door policy of NATO, which one more time proved that it is the guarantee of safety itself in the overall region and is giving hope to small nations such as Georgia. So today we have representatives in Northern Macedonia as a guest, so which has covered quite a long way and will become the 30th member of NATO shortly. And this is a hope for Georgia that her achievements in terms of democratization and the military collaboration and its interoperability, so by it's a significant increase in the proper political evaluation of this will be done in foreseeable future.
Did the includes the public part of this meeting, and I thank the media for being here. We will pause a moment before we continue.